I don't know. I need to find Scott. I need to figure something out.
I call this meeting the President's Cabinet of the Associated Students to order at 7.03 p.m. on Wednesday, December 7th, 2016 in the President's Conference Room. Moving into roll call.
President Boone.
Present.
Vice President Springmeyer.
Present.
Chief of Staff Autanza.
Present.
Deputy Chief of Staff Upton.
Absent excused.
Attorney General Tedford.
Absent excused.
Director Lawton.
Here.
Director Long.
Present.
Director Hurdle.
Here.
Director Charles.
Present.
Director Bezick.
Here.
Director Roja.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Moving into the reports of the officers, just a quick update. When you do your report tonight, just tell me what project you plan on working on over winter break. It's a long month for you to get something done that you've probably been neglecting or anything that you want to start, and you'll have the time to do it. So the big things I'm working on right now are the hydration stations around campus. I'm still awaiting facilities to get back to me about the buildings that need them. I was told 2 weeks ago that I'd have the master list, but good news on that is I told Vice President Ellis that we are trying to pursue this project and it would cost approximately $10,000 out of the capital budget. And she said that she's pretty sure that she can use the parent fund, which has previously funded one of our campus escort shuttles and stuff like that, to match our contribution. So we may be able to double the amount of hydration stations that we put on campus. So that's the one I'm going to be working on over winter break. Also finishing up the service learning resolution with Senator Green. Creating a civic engagement scholarship with Senator Green, and that's about it for now. Vice President Springmeyer.
All right, so big one is PackFit. We're set to launch January 23rd, which is the first day of school back. Right now the biggest thing is getting the videos completed. They finished the first video, which is the Peace of Mind video, which is all about like getting outside, being active, but it doesn't make enough sense as the entry video for the campaign. So Corey's going to finish the I Am Pack video beforehand, which works with athletics and kind of has different, all the brand ambassadors from around campus talking about why they're Pack Fit and how. So that's the launch video. Brand ambassadors will begin on January 1st. So as of then, I'll be sending out their swag items to them, giving them the responsibilities, what they have to do. Essentially, they're doing social media posts, talking at various events and doing short testimonial videos about themselves. I'm working with Raul right now. A major project that I have to basically get done is have the webpage set up and live by the launch date. So getting all the content ready for that. All the wording's done. It's just waiting on Inkbot to get some of the videos completed and the infographics, stuff like that. Also working with the Joe Department of Programming, Blue Crew, and Athletics to make sure that this contract for the speaker is finalized. Also looking into getting ready for the panel that we're going to have for PackFit Week and kind of just finalizing all the dates and times for the events throughout the semester. That is my main project. And then I also am going to be starting on the PackFit Grant Program banquet because we want to have that as a benefit dinner this year so that we're bringing in money for next year's program.
Have you started the contract for the speaker yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can't start it.
Yeah, well, we still haven't gotten it. I haven't gotten the budget proposal yet.
Thank you, Vice President Springmeyer. Chief of Staff, Autienza.
Yeah, the biggest things that I'm planning on working on over winter break, first off, is the Mackey Endowment Banquet with Director Hurdle and getting all of the logistics planned for that. So hopefully that we can send out a save the date beginning of early January. Also, since the University Downtown flag bill probably won't hit the Senate floor till after winter break, hopefully having all of the locations ready for us to choose so that we can present that to the Senate floor. getting everything finalized with It's On Us and making sure that we're ready for that campaign. I know myself and Senator Bradley will be really pushing to make sure we get those games set. We have already sent an email on over to Director Newth to see if those are acceptable dates. Other than that, hopefully a retreat and planning that with you and getting that set up for the executive board as soon as we get back from break.
Thank you, sir. Deputy Chief of Staff Upton couldn't be here tonight, but he said that he is currently working with Joy Hewer at the Reno Chamber, trying to get the relationship between us and all of the businesses that the Chamber affiliates with so that we can combine that with the PAC-friendly business campaign. Him and I met with the general manager of the Reno Aces and the Reno 1868 Football Club about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we are still awaiting them to come back to us with an offer. I told Deputy Chief Upton to follow up with them by the end of the week if they don't get back to us first. And I was recently contacted by a professor today about she was curious to see if we were doing SNF again, so I directed her to Michael. So it looks like we have some interest from at least a university professor who's probably going to push it off to a student, I'm assuming. As you know, Attorney General Tedford has resigned. That will be active or complete December 10th on his graduation date. I'm currently seeking a new Attorney General. The application is up on the website right now. My plan is to close that by Friday or Saturday of this week so I can start interviews next week. And then since they likely won't be on the Senate agenda, I'm going to commission them until Senate reconvenes over winter break. Vice President Strummeyer.
Have we posted anything on social media about the visit opening?
I don't believe so.
About which one? The Attorney General?
Yeah. I didn't think. We have. I can talk to Liv or Director Lai. Yeah.
But, hold on. I don't think his resignation is effective until
the 9th,
so
yeah.
We can't until then.
Oh, really?
Sorry, I should have qualified.
My bad.
We can't post it until it about anything.
Well, no, we have to open it officially.
Well, the 9th is, what, Friday?
Friday,
yeah.
Okay, Director Lawton.
So, I think my biggest project for winter break is probably going to be PackFit, just trying to crank out as many BuzzFeed articles as possible to have on the website. We wrote our first one. Jake never responds to my email, so I don't know if he likes it or not. So I'll see if he. So the TEDx campaign we're trying to get going, we emailed a bunch of people for them to take their picture of the X, and we got like 3 replies. So Maggie and I on Saturday are just going to message them on Facebook and text them and just ask where they are and come to them and take pictures and get that going. And then I'm working with Farrell for getting the forms going for the Best of Nevada surveys. Be emailed out, and yeah, that's
really
it right now.
Perfect, thank you. Director Long?
Alright, so for over break, I'm planning to continue working on the club fair that's going to be at the beginning of next semester. We just sent out the link, I believe it was today, in the newsletter. It should have gone out, so if that hasn't hit people's emails today, it will tomorrow. I'm also going to start research for the revamp of our Title IX clauses that pertain to club councils so that we can potentially restructure that in the future so as to better supply the clubs that are underneath them with funding and help them through our process. It will make it a bunch easier. For those of you that were there, this policy went through Senate tonight for the 24-hour proxy policy that we have with Club 4 funding. So now you guys will be able to come into meeting all the way up through the end of the Club 4 funding hearing. And as long as we get an email within that time frame, then that should be good to go. It used to be up to 24 hours in advance of the start of the funding hearing, so that's no longer a thing anymore. And then the other part of that change was that it bars ASUN elected and appointed officials from coming to the funding hearing. so please don't show up. But if you do, then it'll be easy enough to send an email and get a proxy in your stead in the case that that does happen. Also, we're working, Commissioner Tarr and I, and as well as the rest of the commission, are working still on the club sport funding policy manual revamp. So I kind of wanted to give you guys just like a really brief overview of kind of what our tier system is going to look like now. In research that was done in the past, Ian Stewart kind of headed that a year ago. We found that club sport funding at other schools goes in kind of a few different manners. Tier systems like the one that we have here, base funding, like just a set amount of money goes to each club, and then they can use that as they please, as long as it's not on items that are in a no list, like alcohol, ammunition, things like that. Or they do, I believe we called it seed funding when the University of Nevada used to do it. It's basically a loan system. Give clubs a whole bunch of money, and instead of having them fork the cost of the 40% that we do right away, then that would come in later. So we just give them 100% right now. So what we're looking at is doing a base tier hybrid system to more effectively fund organizations into the future. Our tier four right now is funded at 100%, and that's used for infrastructure. But by having a base tier, that'll be a set amount of money that any club can access at any time, and it's not going to be restricted to a funding hearing, so they can come into any of our meetings whenever they want to access those funds. And that'll continue to help with their infrastructure, but they can use it for other things as well. We've got a huge policy manual on it. If you guys have questions, you want to learn more about it, then please let me know, and I can gladly share that with you. And then also, club sport funding was 2 weeks ago. Funding manager Dave Samaro is finishing up the funding tracker by tomorrow, so we'll have numbers on how much we funded and some projections going into the next semester. So again, if you guys want to see that from me, I can give you a brief overview of that in the next meeting.
Thank you, sir. Director Hurdle.
My department is working on finalizing Welcome Back Week. The marketing for that should be done started in the next week or so. We're also working on the starts of Mackey Week, and then with that, I'm personally going to be working on the Mackey Gala with Chief Steph Atienza, and then we're also looking into the concert, so hopefully we're going to pick by next Wednesday the genre and start kind of figuring out our artists and like approve that budget in my meeting, and then I'm also working on finding a Unity speaker with Director Rojas for the, which one, conference?
Diversity Summit.
That one. So, yeah.
Does anyone have any ideas for a diversity speaker right off the top of their head?
Or, like, topic, because diversity is, like, a very large thing. Like, if you guys want to see.
I had somebody in mind, but I'll look again for you. Because I was looking at a bunch for the PyFed speaker.
Are we looking for local speakers?
No, we're looking for someone big that's going to attract a decent amount of people.
Yeah, our most successful diversity speaker we ever had was Laverne Cox, and she ended up only costing the department $20,000 because we got $10,000 of sponsors from the community. So.
Did we look into Kaepernick?
Yeah, we never got a response from him. Sandy and I both tried, and then we also had someone who knows him personally reach out, and he didn't reach out. And I also reached out via his fraternity, and that didn't work either.
So if you guys have any suggestions, feel free to send them my way. Also, I'm currently computerless, so if you need anything, like a document, send it to, like, let me know before, like, 5 p.m. for the next, like, week, so I can do it while I'm here.
Sounds good. Director Charles.
So over winter break, we will be working to create a master schedule for all of the Wolfpack Smart Talks that will be taking place next semester. As I said at the Senate meeting, if you guys have any ideas or anything that you guys would like to see as far as legislation, debates, roundtables, things like that, please do let me know. In addition to that, we will also be finalizing the policies that we would like to spearhead in this legislative cycle, as well as planning the legislature luncheon that is set currently to take place February 3rd. That's what we'll be doing all over.
Thank you. Director Benzik?
For us, I think our main thing we're focusing on is, I told you guys about that women's basketball game. The plan that we're going to do is, so that game, if you wear pink, you get in for free. So we're going to try to hand out a bunch of pink stuff like during that week and make it like a bring your mom to the game type thing. So the students try, you know, bring your mom to this game because it's for breast cancer awareness. So that's what we're going to do. We get some stuff on order for that. And then we talked with athletics last week, and the attendance has been pretty well at basketball games. So we kind of made the decision that instead of having stuff to get students there, we're going to start having stuff to make like the student section a little more fun. So we're thinking about printing out a bunch of fat heads and that kind of stuff to pull up in the stands. For the UNLV game, we were going to do a little prep route beforehand, but we came to the conclusion that people are probably going to show up anyways. There's no point in doing that. Rather, do stuff during the game, make sure to do a halftime show or something. And then we're going to party with him for that speaker on the 31st.
Perfect. Thank you. Is that mustache thing still coming together?
Yeah, so we had to make a change to one of the players that was on it. So we're in the process of that. I tried it on my own, not through Photoshop, so I sent it to Liv. I think she's going to change it for me, and then as soon as we get that change, we're going to make it.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And Director Rojas.
Okay, cool. So a couple of the things that I'm going to be doing over winter break is I'm going to be looking into something that UNLV has for their DACA students, which is a Dream Scholarship. It's something that we currently don't provide. Also, we finally got the numbers back from USAC for the Study Abroad Scholarship, and out of like 250 UNR students that applied, they only have enough money to hand out like 3 scholarships. So hopefully I can start working on something like that. The accessibility resolution with Hannah Jackson, going to be keeping tabs on everything going on with DACA right now. There's supposed to be a sit-in tomorrow. I don't know if you guys are aware of that, but if you're walking through the KC and there's a bunch of people just in down, that's probably why. There's also a diversity talk tomorrow, so that's probably going to be highly attended by a lot of students. Working on the diversity summit as far as the speaker, hopefully going to be talking with Inkblot here soon, and also Brooke, so that we can start advertising, so that we can get volunteers, students to sign up, because that's essentially what they're looking for ASUN to do in partnering with us for the diversity summit, is get a lot of students there, and then hopefully just create some dope graphics for the event. I'm going to be meeting with Patricia Richards, and the Committee of the Status on Women and the Society of Women Engineers, and hopefully also bringing another speaker. She's a woman engineer who talks about like microaggressions and like gender discrimination in the workplace. And from what I hear, she's really cheap, so hopefully that'll be cool. Finalize the Unity Week events, finally. Sebastian and I have a brand positioning meeting this Friday, and it's supposed to be the last one, so hopefully this over-expensive guy that the university is paying for to rebrand our university is going to come up with some really great ideas. And then I'm going to try and use my fraternity contacts to try and reach out to Donovan Livingston and try and bring him as a guest speaker for a Black History Month event. He's the African-American student who gave the speech at Harvard University last year.
Perfect. President Johnson, during the Senate meeting, let me know that the Latino Student Advisory Board is going to be doing that rally tomorrow on the south end of the quad, where they'll be presenting him with the petition that they've been sending out. So, and he said he's going to go out there personally and collect it. So if you want to be there or can be, or someone can be, that would be great to have someone there. Moving into cabinet projects, we covered a lot of them. TEDx, do we have tickets? What's the status on those?
We will be discussing that at Wednesday. Because we're asked to approve it. But I've talked to the person, and so all we have to do is go buy them and bring them down here. So it's just going to depend on what my board votes.
Okay.
But I'll know on Wednesday.
Sounds good. Thank you. Director Lawton, did you need any help with the Best of Reno stuff, or do you have that pretty much handled?
Pretty much handled. Are you just using the same category from the prior, right?
If you want to add more, feel free.
Okay.
I don't know what the former categories were. I know there was about 15 or 20 of them, but feel free to add any if you think it'll help.
Okay.
And then I touched on PAC-friendly business. The lamppost flags was covered. And
I mentioned it in Senate, but Dr. Ellis has confirmed that admissions and records will officially be sending out that welcome letter from the mayor to every incoming freshman for the fall 2017 class. So that project is done and in the hands of admissions and records now. Vice President Springmeyer, do you want to give us an update on PAC internship grant program and how our meeting with Elizabeth went?
In terms of numbers or?
Yeah, in terms of numbers.
Okay, yeah. So we had 850 applicants. The goal was 1,000. Moving forward to next year, Elizabeth is going to be specifically marketing out of her department. She has a person within her department that is able to get those materials out in a faster fashion. In terms of the program itself, right now all the employers are reviewing applications and interviewees are starting, and applicants are beginning to get interviewed. Decisions are supposed to be finalized within the next week, and then following over winter break, they'll be able to start getting ready for their positions, and I think it kicks off in mid-January, and then it's 120 hours. In terms of besides that, myself, Director Charles, President Boone, will all be working on the piece of legislation concerning the project, hoping to get more funding for it from the community. And then also, I'm going to begin working on the banquet, which will be planned in the hospitality room in Mackey Stadium.
Perfect, thank you.
Oh, and I believe we didn't get hard numbers for the amounts of internships yet, so we're still waiting on that, but it's increased from last year. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we didn't get much from
The numbers game is kind of scattered right now from what we've received, so hopefully after this meeting that myself, Director Charles, and President Boone have with Elizabeth, we'll be able to get some more solidified information.
It's only X number of dollars, so.
It's not. She was trying to leverage. Basically, what Director Lyon was doing is she was trying to leverage positions through splitting them, saying we'll pay for one and you supply one. So that's where the number change came from.
Thank you. Executive board retreat will be something we do probably the weekend or the weekend before we come back to school. Just a little thing to re-spark our light as we come into the end of our terms. We are only we've got about 4 months left, give or take. So just keep that on the back of your minds if you feel like you haven't accomplished anything or you feel like you want to accomplish more. Know that our time is about 2/3 of the way done. Unity and Diversity Conference, have you heard anything from that? GSA on that?
Essentially, no. They sent out that email asking for student speakers. From what I understand, because the Unity and Diversity Conference is literally a day before the Diversity Summit, except the GSA does more of like a speaker thing where they have the students sort of speak on experiences. And the Diversity Summit actually includes like workshops, like different 60 and 30 minute presentations, and also includes speakers.
And our speaker.
Yeah, and our speaker to sort of top it off at the end of the day. But yeah, they sort of just hit us up for money, and then that was about it.
All right. The statue project, I'll be meeting with President Johnson, Chuck Price, Jim Fitzsimmons, and a bunch of other stakeholders with the Block N project that's going to be happening. I don't know what the status is on it. I know it exists. I don't know where it is, and I will probably have more information on that after Friday. The service learning resolution hasn't seen much progress. Senator Green has offered up some strategies for us to improve service learning, and Speaker Texair is taking a big role in that as well. Civic engagement scholarship is something that Senator Green is also trying to work on. Basically, giving a scholarship to students that show they excel in the field of leadership, civic engagement, and academics altogether. Still trying to come up with a name for that. We wanted to name it after someone that's done a lot for civic engagement on campus,
Still trying to figure out who that is. As of right now, it's going to be called the Civic Excellence Scholarship, though. Does anyone have any updates for Health Week?
As of now, we do not. All I can say is that we're working with PAC Provisions to bring the panel that week. We're looking into a number of different things that we want to do. A lot of just brainstorming at this point. It's pretty early. It is set for the first week of April, 4/3 through 4/8.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did you have something?
I was going to say we're helping PAC Provisions with the panel. We know it's going to be 4 panelists, 30 minutes of this of whatever movie they want to show, and then questions and answers after. I met with her today, and then so we have a programmer working with her.
Awesome. Thank you. Nothing new on Voter Friendly Campus, the internship program. Did you want to talk about anything, Chief of Staff Altienza?
No, we have 3 of our beautiful interns here right now. I hope that those of you who were assigned an intern are meeting with or are going to meet with your intern soon. They will be going to see a presentation from President Boone on No Walls 2025 after this and kind of get the gist of where the association is going.
Perfect, thank you. And gender, race, and identity, you already pretty much covered that it's not happening, so that's good. What's that? Nevada Student Alliance Initiatives. The president from CSUN, UNLV Student Government, wrote a resolution in support of supporting undocumented students. It was a pretty generic one. We never approved it or anything. It was just an information piece during our meeting at the Regents. But it's basically focused around the issue that happened on their campus. I don't know if any of you heard, but a math professor at UNLV posted on Facebook saying that any student that he thinks is an illegal in his classroom, he's going to report to ICE, and there's no safe spaces in his classroom. And there was an uproar the entire time we were at UNLV, obviously, because undocumented students are a huge topic right now. So President Johnson came to the meeting tonight to address how we as a university are handling the situation right now. But know that that issue is on our radar, and it's probably something we're going to get confronted about or hear about for the next few months until this unsettled feeling that people have goes away, and that won't happen until we really know what Trump's doing. So,
just sort of for your guys's, I guess, if in case anybody asks you, if DACA were for whatever reason to go away and Trump was to be there's no more DACA, students have this fear that ICE can literally come and round them up, put them on a van or a plane, and drop them off in who knows where in Mexico. But it's not really like that. When you get picked up by ICE or something like that, you still have to go to the immigration court. So just because ICE picks you up and you're an illegal immigrant doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be deported from the country. It's mostly geared towards criminals and stuff like that. So we don't have a list of undocumented students on our campus because we don't ask for social security numbers when students are enrolling at the university. So if for whatever reason DACA were to disappear and we were to ask for a list of our undocumented students, that list doesn't exist. So, yeah.
Thank you. Did you want to talk about anything else for It's On Us, or did you cover everything you wanted to?
The actual It's On Us week will not be until April for sexual assault, but what we're kind of trying to think of right now is just incorporating one day into the big PacFit Health Week that we're doing, since one of the days is for sexual health. So that's really all that we've been doing. Tomorrow I have a meeting with the Wolf Shop to get some of those t-shirts made. We're doing the long sleeves to hand out first to kind of go with Welcome Back, and then the actual t-shirts would be for the game. So.
Welcome Back Week, do you have an update on that?
Yes, actually, hold on. I have what we're doing for the most part all taken care of. Okay, so the 23rd is just a tabling event with t-shirts and advertising for the rest of the week, and breakfast. So if there's any events that are coming up next semester that you guys, or any information you want passed out or anything, we're giving out t-shirts, so let me know. So students will be there. Tuesday's a comedy show. when we get that contract, like, taken care of, I'll let you guys know exactly who it is and what, like, that gets finalized. Wednesday is a welcome back breakfast, and then we're working on potentially, we're going to do, like, a shred day where we bus students up to, like, Rose, and but it's really, really expensive to, like, pay for lift tickets. So instead, we're looking into potentially having, like, we did this, like, 4 years ago. It's an outsourced company that brings their own snow, and they set up, like, a ski ramp on campus, and, like, people can do tricks and stuff. And then it's not as expensive. And then students who sign waivers and, like, have their own stuff can do tricks, too. Thursday, we're looking to renting, either doing a movie on campus or, like, in hot chocolate or renting out a movie theater and doing it off campus. And then Friday is the annual pack rink on the river at the ice rink on Biesa Stadium.
Right.
That's where we're at with that.
Moving to...
You have questions?
Oh, vice president's
primary. Wait, what are you doing on Tuesday? What's the event for Tuesday?
Comedy show.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say, if you guys want to do movies, it'd be cool if you guys somehow could all just prepay for $5 student tickets, and then, the, I don't know if that's in your budget or not. But.
It's actually easier to plan it not on Tuesdays, because they do so well
on
Tuesdays that they don't want to work with us on a Tuesday.
Chief of Staff, on Tuesday.
When is the club fair this first week, too?
It's the 25th, which is the same day as breakfast. Is that what you said?
The Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that inside or
ballroom.
That's in ballroom school?
When are signups going out for that?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Email. Newsletter.
Perfect.
The ACUN newsletter went out today, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the club's Norm's newsletter. It's
oh.
The okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you have something, Director Bezek?
I was just going to ask you the comedy.
Can't
well, I mean, I can't. We're looking into what's his name, Joe. It's Anna's planning it.
I don't know who it is.
Joe Santagato. He's really funny. You know the game where you put the like thing in your like they put the, like mouthpiece in and you try and say words.
Yeah.
Okay, you should look him up. It's funny. But he like asked what we wanted to talk about, and it's like college experiences because he's pretty young and like things like that. He's really really funny. You guys should look him up.
Right. I think. Unless, do you want to touch on the legislative session, Director Charles, or did you cover everything you wanted to?
Mainly just, we will no longer be working with Assembly Bill 579, which addressed the registered sex offenders being admitted onto any NSAG institution. The Board of Regents has decided to keep that an internal affair. So there's no reason for the Department of Legislative Affairs to write a piece of legislation in back of the legislature. So right now, we have changed our focus to the bill that we were discussing previously about PAC internship grant program and trying to expand that program. So right now, that will be the main focus of the department of the legislature. We will also probably be re-lobbying for a tobacco-free institution per request of several people at the university.
Thank you. That's it for that. A few that I want to add to the list. So I've mentioned it to a few people, but I'm over winter break. I'm going to be working on legislation to alter the deputy chief of staff position to a director of sustainability position. Where as a student government, we're pretty far behind other student governments in terms of sustainability, and it is a part of our No Walls 2025 plan to focus a lot on sustainability. So that position is basically already a sustainability position. It just doesn't have a title, and we're going to make it official. And this position will not take effect if I write it the way I plan to. It will not take effect until the start of the 85th session. So Deputy Chief of Staff Upton will be laying the foundation for the position through the rest of his term. Vice President Springmeyer.
Is it Director of Sustainability or Director of Sustainability, Safety, and Wellness? I mean, Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness.
It will be just Director of Sustainability. The reason being is those other two fall very heavily into university affairs, and until there's a big enough initiative or a big enough demand for initiatives in those fields, I don't think it'll be attached to one person. But I've already spoken to Senator Blair, who's the chair of the Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness Committee, and told her this is going to be happening. And I would like it to go through her committee and for her committee to support this as this position would make that committee useless, and it would need to disband at the end of the term. And the other thing is William, our child that we adopted, Lil Willie, better known as. Everyone, we have $60 to go spend on, and so thank you to everyone who donated for that.
I forgot to get those off, so I did. Can I still get those?
Yes, the due date is December 9th, so this Friday. Chief of Staff Atienza and I will be going shopping for Lil Willie tomorrow night. If you guys are interested in joining, I bought a few things while I was in Vegas. Just like he said, he's obsessed with Pokemon, so I got him a blanket and what else? Two Pokemon shirts and a Hot Wheels thing that my mom already had at her house. So that's that. And then we're gonna go buy him the necessities that he. Oh, I also got bed sheets for him because. That was his number one demand, so we'll go buy whatever else is left on there. Did you say you're going to buy socks, Director Bezic?
Unless, yeah, unless we can get something else. Is that?
If you want to buy something else, feel free. But
I can do whatever.
I think socks were his like number two thing, so if you could do socks, that would be great.
Socks, yeah.
And unless anyone has any updates on their university committees, the only thing I want is tomorrow I'll be participating in a focus group. They invited me to, it'll be a one-on-one with me and the consultants that the university hired to review our food services. So all of the food options that we have on campus, how students like them, how faculty like them, and stuff like that. So if you guys have any opinions you'd like me to share with them, I met one of them today and mentioned the calorie count, and they informed me that DC does have calorie count. It's just on the iPads when you walk in the DC rather than on every food label. They won't do it that way, so they created an iPad with all the food options. And you can see that. And they said that most of the companies that Chartwells owns have the nutritional facts already up on the menu or close by. So that I talked about that issue. Did you have something to add?
I was just going to say, so it's not directly on, like, do they have labels for the, do they even have labels that say, like, ranch dressing or, like, when you're in there? I didn't see any.
I didn't see, it says ranch dressing, but it doesn't say how many calories, I don't think, on the direct label.
Yeah, because I doubt anybody would personally ever do a look at the iPad, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of just like something to say they do. All right, yeah, that's fine.
If no one has anything they'd like me to share with the focus group, we will move on to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, I adjourn this meeting at 7:40 p.m.
Good size.